Now why some people sing when others bow their heads in sorrow?
Why some trees?
Why some trees grow so tall?
Why others?
While other trees stay so small?
My eyes. Records and QCJA Productions presents Uptown Reggae Night, Sunday, July 3rd at La Belle Mall, featuring for Toronto 12-time Juno nominee Blessed and Montreal's own Sabu, backed by the Gaia Band. Special guest Kayla Allen and music by DJ Big Worm. Doors open 8 p.m., show starts 9 p.m. Uptown Reggae Night, Sunday, July 3rd at La Belle Mall, 4483 St. Laurent Boulevard. Advanced tickets, $20 available at Eventbrite and select locations across town. This is a CKUT co-presentation. Come listen to some reggae music.
Spoken, yeah. have suffered our own life too, doing things that they're supposed to do. Yeah, we were beaten till our backs was black and blue. Of white men's plan. Now I'm living in a white man's land. We don't want no war or fighting. Oh no. All we need is a love, is a love, is a love, love. And living, whoa. Though we have suffered our own life through, and doing things that they're supposed to do, yeah. We were beaten till our backs was black and blue.
Thank you. White land of hope. Go to are coming out of the same flock. Days are long and nights are weary. Mother and father is suffering. I can't even give them one little farthing. I've got my time to live. This is a question for black and white. I no color prejudice. I'm on a live up life. I don't want no war among us. Only peace and love. No drowning for any of us. someone new. After all that I have done for you, now you're loving someone new. You're loving someone new. I never thought
my loving. You're gonna miss my loving
when it's cold outside.
another love like mine. You keep searching and searching your whole life through. Oh, I don't wish you no bad luck, baby, but there's no if or buts or maybe. Whoa.
Thanks for tuning in. May you and your family have a great day and a great week. Jagaide, one love.
Gayla Kasla. My name is Gennarji O'Sullivan of the Tlaalitsis Nation, originally from Turner Island. You're listening to Wendell exploring the legacy of Indian residential schools.
Our next speaker here is Viola Thomas. She is also a residential school survivor.
Part of our obligation at where I work with the Truth and Reconciliation Commission of Canada is to inform Canadians on the truth. But I believe that as more Canadian people understand that this was Canadian law and Canadian policy, and that Canadians need to take responsibility for the shared history, I also believe that Canadians have a responsibility to resonate reconciliation with the First Peoples of this country. And what did we learn when we went to the school? We learned how to be bullies, how to be mean to each other, how not to love, how not to feel a great sense of pride of who you are and where you come from. I learned about racism, and I didn't know what that was. I really didn't know what racism was. I learned about sexism, and as a young girl, I didn't know about sexism. There were many forms of abuse, not just the physical, but the intellectual abuse. To always be reminded that you're stupid and that you're nobody. To be told by your teachers and by the folks from the church that you're a savage, you're a squaw. And I just want to close with one of my heroes, a woman by the name of Winona LaDuke. And I offer this to all of our brothers and sisters who were abducted to residential schools. And I offer this with a good heart to non-Indigenous people so that they will pick up the torch. And this is what she says. There is no social change fairy. There is only change made by the hands of individuals.
You have just heard At Window exploring the legacy of Indian residential schools. Both my mother and I attended St. Michael's Residential School in Alert Bay, BC. This is a part of a larger project called Resonating Reconciliation that engages community radio as a tool to help define what...
Here we are.
The New Spins Library.
Hey Montreal, it's a great day out there. Let's get ready for a fantastic show. We'll open the show today with some news headlines by Alice Wu, followed by the interviews. We have a music magazine show to offer you in the first hour, with an arts and culture shorty popping up in the second hour. The first interview is with J.P. Mortier. J.P. is releasing a preview song from his seventh album and announcing the name of the album at La Sala Rosa Thursday night. The second interview is with Val Thomas. Val Thomas is exploring new music. The third interview is with the Daydreamers. Their name just came to them. 8 o'clock brings Democracy Now!, 8:15 brings weather, and after some news you can use, we'll visit the podcast called In the Shower with Taz and Marcus, where this week's question is, how does Wi-Fi work? After some more music, we'll wrap up the show. Let's start the day off with some music.